God, this morning, Eastern Standard Time, we give God the glory. We give him the honor. Amen. We just thank God for our partners and listeners all over the world. It is a blessing, my God, for you to come on up and be in the number again. I want to tell you, don't take for granted day by day, day by day, day by day, day by day. It's a blessing, amen, for all of us to come together and bless God in prayer and different things like that. But don't take for granted. My God, a single day that you are blessed to see, blessed opening your eyes, amen. Blessed, amen, without saying thank you unto the Lord, amen. That's why it's very important. Please give God some time, my God, first off before you start your day and start anything, amen. It is a blessing. My God Almighty, where you give an honor to the Lord. I bless God for each and every one of you. It is always a blessing to tune in and to worship with you all. Doesn't matter what time of the day it may be or time of the morning it may be. But I just truly just thank God, amen, that we just come to a place without all that shenanigans and just give God a praise, amen, and be able to be poured into for we can, my God, execute our day, execute our time so we can continue you to be blessed in the Lord. Amen. Come on, somebody. We just thank God and for our partners and listeners, my God, in Norway, internationally. My God, we thank God for South Africa, United Kingdom. We thank God for Fiji. God bless you. Canada, God bless you. Amen. We thank God for our partners and listeners just tuning in and just be energized and geared up and ready, my God Almighty, to receive what the Lord has, my God, for you. We just bless God right here in Iowa, United States of America. We thank God for each and every one of you, state by state, town by town, city by city. We just give God the glory, my God, for you tuning in with us this morning so we can give you something just to start off your day in this executive meeting. It is a blessing, like I say, for we can come on one more time. Don't take it for granted, my God Almighty, because there's going to be one day that you will wish, my God, that it was something, my God, was there in my life that helped me to get over, hump, or pull me out of certain situation. But nevertheless, my God, God is good, and his mercy, come on somebody, endures, endures, endures forever, 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 forever. We just bless God once again. Listen, let me go ahead and go into prayer. My God, we start off this morning with in prayer with our very own Minister Shaquita. God bless you.
God bless you, Apostle, and once again, we would like to thank the saints for tuning in and tuning in with the executive meeting with us, and we would like to thank God once more for coming in with him, and we would like to thank you, God, because we like to show you admiration, God, and praise, God, but my heart is filled with adoration, God, with you, oh God. When I lift my eyes to you, oh God, for you are the Lord of all creation. You make all things new, oh God. My soul is filled with rest and peace, oh God. When I close my eyes to sleep, oh God, for your Lord, you rise my head, oh God. You keep me alive, oh God. You keep me safe, God, and I am in your safe keeping, oh God. My mind is filled with inspiration, oh God. When I open my eyes, oh God, anew, oh God, for you are hope and love and outspoken, oh God. Your love and your word are full of truth, oh God. My life is filled with admiration, oh God. When I see through the eyes that weep, oh God, for your Lord, Lord, you are granted and broken, oh God. May my hands be with you, oh God. My hands be your feet, oh God. Be God, Jesus Christ, oh God. Be Jesus, Lord, hear me. God, you are my God, Jesus. I can't get enough of you, oh God. I worked up such a hunger, oh God, and thirst for you, oh God. I traveled across the dry weeks and deserts, oh God. The weeping lands, oh God, Jesus. Woo! So where I am in the place of worship, oh God. Eyes open, oh God, drinking it with strength and glory, oh God, in your generous, our generous love, oh God. I am really having it last and living, God, living, God. I'm really living, God, at last, oh God, I'm really living. My lips brim praise is like fountains, oh God. I bless you every time I take a breath, oh God, we thank you, oh God. My arms wave like banners to praise you, oh God. We lift you up on high, we thank you. For this day forth, oh God, we walk with you, oh God. We love you, God, we just high, oh God. We will walk like we never walked before, oh God. We will put away the things of yesterday, God. We will walk with charges, things like the apostle said. Things over, oh God. The pain is over, oh God. The misery is over, oh God. The lack is over, oh God. It's over. It's an end, oh God. It's at an end, oh God. We praise you. We thank you for this word. In your name we pray, amen, amen.
Amen. We just thank you, Mr. Sequita, for that prayer, amen. And we thank God for you all being lifted up in the name of the Lord. Amen. Somebody just need to get up and just give God the thanks and give him the glory. Because I'm telling you right now, if it have not been for the Lord on your side, come on somebody, talk to me. If it have not been for the Lord on your side, somebody come on and talk to me. We don't know where we would be. That way we could just give God the glory and we give him the praise all by ourselves. Amen. Some of you, it don't matter what you face and what you're looking at, I want you to go ahead and just remind yourself that at the end of the day, if it have not been for the Lord on your side, amen, you ain't going to know where would you be, amen. We just thank God for what he is doing. We thank God of his miracle workers and powers. I'm telling you right now, because if it ain't been the Lord on our side, come on somebody, amen. Because at the end of the day, it is the end. End of situation. End of your circumstances. It's not because, my God, things go away blindly. It's not because things might go away, my God, or the symptoms might go away. Sometimes you might still have the symptoms, and you probably still have, you might still be in the condition. Because when the end has come and when things in your life is put an end to it, you're saying that I'm not going to allow the sick symptoms or the circumstances to control me. I'm going to control it. Regardless, if God say, well, this is the new way of life for you, this is the new, my God, walk that you have, you'll be able to declare that at the end of the day, the end is over, because I'm still going to enjoy my life. I'm still going to give God the glory. I'm still going to praise his holy name. I got a question, my God, for I want to ask many of you all over the world, my God, what are you putting the end to in your life? What are you putting into? See, this is the thing that we pretty much learn, especially in the social service background, about a person that is an addict or addicted or somebody that wants to quit or wants to walk away and start something new. One thing that we realize and we learn, they don't go and put, well, in 2 weeks from now, I'm going to quit this, I'm going to stop that. A month from now or 2021, I'm going to go ahead and put an end to that. I'm going to go ahead and put a stop to that. I'm going to have a new me going on. One thing that we learned, that when an individual want to begin to end something or stop something, they ain't going to wait 2 or 3 weeks. They're going to head and do it immediately. Amen. They say, as of right now, this is what it is. This is what I'm doing. I'm going to fight it right now, right now. Because at the end of the day, amen. Man, when you're sick and tired and you really caught the understanding, the revelation about different things, amen, you could begin to do what? Put an end to some things in your life, amen. I want to show you something even about the man of God, Solomon. My God, in the Bible, amen, he had, my God, it was some things, my God, he put an end to. It was some things that it was just an end to in certain situations. You have to understand that at the end of the day, you could put an end to certain things through the prayers that you give God, amen, through the prayers. My God, it's an old saying that if you teach somebody how to fish, they won't never be hungry again. But if you teach them, if you give them a fish, guess what? They're going to eventually be hungry again. Amen. And some things that we have to look at and watch out when we begin to send up prayers and begin to ask things from God. Maybe, I want to ask you something. Maybe you are receiving the things from God that you probably think you are not receiving. I'm going to say that again. Maybe you are receiving from God. Amen. Maybe what you're asking for God, amen, you are receiving. See, many people thinking that God doesn't hear them. Many people think that what they're asking for, God is not showing up. God is not proving. Maybe God is showing up in your life. Maybe what you're asking for, God is giving it to your life. Amen. You got to understand something. Amen. God's going to give you things according to the ability that you can handle or where you're at. Amen. The level that you're at. Many of you probably ask for God to give me the financial. I need finances. My finances to turn around. Watch this. Well, I'm going to share you something with you. I need God to turn my finances around. Well, guess what? Somebody walked up to you, gave you $3. Amen. Well, that's $3 that you didn't have, my God, a couple of minutes ago. So guess what God just did? Turn your finances around. Y'all about to talk to me this morning. Amen. See, you got to understand with God. You got to be clear, be specific. Amen. Some of us want God to go and pick our brains. Well, God, you know what I mean? No, he know what you said. Amen. My God. And do different things like this here. Amen. Many people are asking for God for a healing. Maybe you are getting a healing. Maybe you are already in your healing. But you probably need to ask God for, my God, make me whole. I want to be complete. Amen. Ask out these different things. And be very clear what you're asking for God. Because maybe what you're asking for, you are already getting it. I want to let somebody know. Amen. Don't get disappointed. Don't get upset, because the things that you probably be asking from the Lord, you already get. Amen. Many of you probably asking God for a financial blessing, but in my God, then next thing you know, here comes somebody going to give you $5. Then you just say thank you, but you still asking God for what? A financial blessing. Well, you got to understand something. You just got a financial blessing, even though that $5 wasn't enough to meet your needs or to take care of some needs in your life. Amen. But you still got what? A financial blessing. So other words, God answered your prayers. Amen. But what he answered with, amen, it was enough to take care of your necessity needs. So other words, I need to raise, my God, my communication, or raise my understanding, or raise my life, way of living. Amen. For I can meet, when I say things or speak things out of my mouth, it could be able to accommodate me in my life. I'm going to say that again. I want to help somebody this morning. Amen. I want to help you, especially in your prayer time, especially in your time, to where you begin to release, my God, the things of God in the atmosphere for it to get ready to come on back to you. Because it's so many people that not realizing that they are blessed, but it's how you release things out, how things come back to you. You hear me? How you begin to speak things out is how it's going to come back to you. Amen. Understand this. A financial blessing is what? A financial blessing. That's what it is. Amen. That's what it is, and that's what it is. Amen. That's why my God Almighty, the Bible declares that you shall reap what you sow. It comes to a time to where you got to pick a fruit out of your vineyard. That's why it's very important to make sure you have something down in the ground. Amen. My God, make sure that you have something to come back to you, because at the end of the day, you can only get out of the pot what you put in it. And so many people, my God, don't put nothing in the pot, but yet I want to pull something out of the pot. And the pot that I'm talking about, don't get me twisted, amen, I'm not talking about ADM. I'm not talking about somebody offering collection pot. I'm not talking about somebody, my God, Cash App or somebody Praise-a-thon. I'm not talking about none of that, but I'm talking about whatever you do in the kingdom of the Lord or the kingdom of heaven, whatever you sow, amen, my God, and things will come back to you, amen. So we got to understand that what I put in the pot is what I get out of the pot. If I don't put the things that I need in the pot, how can I expect to get something out of the kingdom or out of the kingdom heaven of the pot? Understand that, amen. So we have to understand that whatever I ask for, amen, I'm going to get it. You're going to get it. My God, you best to believe that it will come to pass. I love something that Solomon, he prayed and Solomon said before the Lord. My God, instead of Solomon asking in the prayer in 1 Kings, my God, I think the 5th chapter, instead of Solomon asking for different things, my God, to happen in 1 Kings in the 3rd chapter, round about, my God Almighty, the 5th verse of the dream and stuff that he had and different things, and Solomon began to pray for wisdom. But as this, watch this, but as Solomon could have asked for a whole bunch of stuff, and this is what people need to understand, he could have asked for financials, he could have asked for different things, he could have asked for this, he could have asked for that, amen. But Solomon prayed a prayer to where he asked the Lord for something very clear, for something very specific. He asked him for what? Wisdom. Let me tell you something. What Solomon did and what he asked for, he asked for the very thing that God could be able to trust him with everything else. My God, you got to understand something. You can ask God for one thing, and God said that one thing going to bring that many more things that I could trust you with everything else. And the moment he asked for wisdom, you best believe wealth going to come his way, different things going to come his way, because the Lord could trust that man, amen, because at the end of the day, he is not going to lose what the Lord done bless him with. Come on, somebody. I declare and decree in the name of Jesus that as you begin to move forth in your life and move forth in the things of God, that you are not going to lose what God done bless you with. Because at this day forth, I declare and decree in the name of Jesus that when you don't know what to pray for, the Holy Ghost is going to make utterance for you, and you're going to begin to speak forth, my God Almighty, that God, give me the necessity things that I need so I can keep succeeding, regardless if it's wisdom, regardless if it's understanding, regardless if it's more information, for I can achieve the things in life, amen, that I need to achieve, amen. Come on, somebody. I dare somebody declare and decree this morning, God, fulfill me, and I'm asking for more wisdom. Because when you get more wisdom, you're going to see your finances grow. You get more wisdom, you're going to see different things turn around in your health, turn around in your life, amen. And I'm telling you in the name of Jesus, amen, that it is so in the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody. It is so. So we got to understand that as we begin to move forth into the things of God and